The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Time to get you dialed into the biggest stories of the day. This is the Daily 10 with Matt Chernoff.
All right, everybody, away we go. It's time for the Monday edition of the Daily 10. Thanks so much for making this podcast a part of your day. It's your friend Matt back to take you on this 10-minute sports journey of ours, covering all the stuff Atlanta and Georgia fans care about the most. Now, I do have one piece of news I'm excited about. As we're going to count down our top 10 Braves championship moments in the final weeks of our Daily 10 podcast, I'll get to number 10 as we look back, and I'll have a fun moment reliving some of the Braves championship fun. We'll do that coming up here in just a couple of moments. We start, though, with the SEC championship. And as you know by now, Georgia lost to Alabama 41-24 on Saturday. I not only liked Georgia in the game, I loved him. I said it all week. I liked him big, and I was wrong. And I was wrong in a major way. I doubted the master. I doubted royalty. I thought Georgia was ready to end the dynasty, and yes, I was wrong. So I apologize to all of you that I let down, my friends, my family. I let myself down. This should about sum it up. Nick Saban is still Kirby's daddy. Saban is now 4-0 against Kirby Smart. Nick Saban is now 25-1 against his former assistants, and Bama is now 8-0 at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. That should be their home instead of the Falcons or anybody else. So y'all feel free to do your victory lap, dunk on my head. It's deserved. Let's talk about the turning point Saturday. At least in my opinion, Georgia's leading 10-0. Alabama's facing a 3rd-and-2 from their own 33-yard line. That's when Bryce Young hit Jameson Williams on the 67-yard touchdown on one of many Georgia-busted coverages to make it 10-7. From there, Georgia could hardly stop Alabama. It felt like that play broke Georgia mentally, at least, so their invincibility was gone, and they were going to be in a fight, and Alabama took the fight to them. Georgia's generational defense, as I've called it, had no answers for Bryce Young. When you only give up 83 points on the season, but give up 41 in a game, it tells you how impressive what Alabama did, and Bryce Young specifically, was in this game. Bryce Young played one of the better games I've seen any college quarterback play in recent years. And if you add to it again, it happened against that defense, adds another layer of impressive to it. Young threw for 421 yards, which is an SEC championship game record. He rushed for 40 on top of it, just on scrambles, not on called runs. He combined for 4 total touchdowns. He was awesome. Brent Rollins of PFF College had this number about Bryce. When Bryce Young was not blitzed, it happened on 56% of his dropbacks Saturday. He was 17 for 23, 308 yards, 3 touchdowns. So he was really good. Plays he was blitzed, it happened on 44% of his dropbacks. That's the most Georgia's blitzed all season. Young was just 8 for 20, 104 yards with a 75 passing grade. If these two teams meet again, I wonder if you're going to see a lot more selling out from Georgia in that that way. And there's one side to this that you hate to see this. Alabama lost John Metchie to a torn ACL, so one of their flyers, along with Jameson Williams, will not be available. Georgia's typically dominant defense, again, had no answers for Bill O'Brien and Alabama's offense. Georgia allowed 536 total yards. Alabama went 7 for 14 on third down. Georgia didn't have a sack in the game. They didn't force any turnovers. So the defense just had a miserable day. Now, Stetson Bennett, let's talk about him, Georgia's quarterback. He wasn't the biggest reason Georgia lost on Saturday, but he was not a solution in a game where Georgia needed some offense to keep up in a shootout. Stetson was 29 for 48, 340 yards, did throw 3 touchdowns, but also had 2 costly interceptions. Again, he wasn't terrible, but that's not the bar for the Georgia quarterback. The bar can't be he wasn't terrible against elite competition. The bar has got to be we need you to match what the opponent is doing if we do get to a shootout, and Stetson couldn't do that. He threw the pick six. He should have thrown another pick six on the first possession that Alabama dropped. He threw a third interception. that I know it was kind of posed as, well, Brock Bowers cut his route off. He really didn't. The safety cut him off. And watch Stetson Bennett on the play. He's spinning around, throws the ball to a spot, frankly, that was kind of a reckless decision back across his body. Go watch the tape again. He had Ladd McConkey underneath if he would just set his feet and throw the ball. Stetson is always going to take some reckless chances. He does this game in and game out 3 or 4 times a game, but usually it's against inferior opponents where it doesn't come back to bite you. Against Alabama, you can't make those reckless decisions. Stetson locks in on receivers too much, and even the noted mobility is the difference between him and JT Daniels. It wasn't much of a factor in this game. He had one 14-yard run. Outside of that, not much. And we all would agree, Stetson Bennett throwing the ball 48 times, that is not a recipe for success for Georgia football. And the other part of this game was Georgia's offense got inside the Bama red zone 4 times, came away with just 10 points. The only good news for Georgia was Brock Bowers. What a stud. He set the SEC championship game record for receptions and yards by a tight end. He had 10 grabs, 139 yards, and a score. There is another piece of good news for Georgia, which we'll talk about in a moment. We are brought to you by the Daily Draft in downtown Woodstock. If you're looking for your great destination to watch playoff football, to watch all the important games, go downtown Woodstock. It's on Main Street. You'll walk through the door. You'll see a walk-up window where you can get drinks before you even walk through the doors. Wall-to-wall flat screens, one of the biggest movie-sized screens in Atlanta with a front-row seating for you to enjoy your favorite game. A chef-inspired menu, a craft beer bar, self-serve taps, all of the accoutrements you could want from the ultimate sports bar experience. I would tell you to check out thedailydraft.net, peruse the menu, see the kids eat free nights, trivia night, plan your outing to the Daily Draft. And when you go in for lunch, mention my podcast, The Daily 10. They'll take 10% off your lunch order. Again, go to the Daily Draft for 10% off your lunch order by mentioning The Daily 10. So I told you there still is good news for Georgia. With that loss, their season didn't end. They are one of 4 teams still with a great chance to win a national championship. And I'll be very honest, I think there are only 2 teams that can win the national championship, and that's Georgia and Alabama. But here are the matchups. Number 1, Alabama will play number 4, Cincinnati, in Dallas in the Cotton Bowl at 3:30 on New Year's Eve. Michigan gets the 2 seed, Georgia the 3. They'll meet in Miami in the Orange Bowl, but it'll be played at Dolphin Stadium at 7:30 on New Year's Eve. Georgia opened up as an 8-point favorite in their game. Alabama opened as a 13.5-point favorite in their game. I think, and we had a long time to get to this, but I think the matchup is good for Georgia in the way that Michigan's not a supremely talented offensive team. They have issues throwing the ball. I think Georgia's defense will get right, and you know they'll take care of business there. I think Bama will run Cincinnati out of the building. So I think we're getting Georgia-Alabama again. And whatever way you want to spin this one, had Georgia beaten Alabama but Bama still made the playoff, I would have told you Georgia having to beat Alabama a second time in a matter of 3 games, boy, that's a tall order. I don't care who you're playing. So let me reverse it this way. Alabama played a near-perfect game. They were great on Saturday. And give them all the credit, from their plan to their execution to Bryce Young putting a Heisman Trophy performance for the ages together. They're going to have to beat Georgia a second time in 3 games. If I'm right and they meet in the national championship game, it's not impossible. We've seen Saban's teams do stuff like that before, but it's also, again, a very, very tall order. So if you guys are looking for the perfect Christmas gift for somebody important in your life, I want you to consider a replica stadium from homefields.com. This is the place to check out 130 replica stadiums that you will love in your office or your man cave. They have 3 different sizes. They all come in beautiful display cases with lighting. I have 3 of them that I look at in my office every morning. I've got Atlanta Fulton County Stadium or Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And the newest one, a Truist Park World Championship Stadium commemorating the world champion Braves. That's the newest one available. You want to pick up your world championship Truist Park replica stadium at homefields.com. They also, again, have everything. You want a Sanford Stadium or a Bryant Denny? You want a Yankee Stadium or a Fenway Park? They have all of them. Again, 3 different sizes, beautiful lighting, display cases, and you can pick them up now when you go to homefields.com. And if you want to save 10% at checkout, use my last name, which is your promo code Chernoff. It's spelled Chernoff. Use that at checkout to save 10%. Get your order in by December 16th to ensure delivery before Christmas. So don't run out of time. Go to homefields.com. Use the promo code Chernoff, 10% at checkout on your favorite replica stadium. For the Braves fan in your life, they'll love the Truist Park World Championship one. All right, speaking of the world champs, we are going to be counting down our top 10 most memorable Braves championship moments over the final couple of weeks of this year on the podcast. So I wanted to start at number 10 and we'll work our way down. I'm going to take you back to Monday, October 11th. This was game three of the Braves and Brewers in the National League Division Series. That series was tied at one game apiece. It was game three. It was scoreless in the fifth inning when Snit pressed the Jock button. He called on Jock Peterson with two on, nobody out, and Jocktober, the legend, continued as he delivered in a big way.
Runners get their leads at first and second. Adames, the shortstop, pretty near the bag at second. 1-2 comes, and it's hit in the air to right field. That one's got a chance to go. She's gone! Jock Peterson, a monster postseason player. Jock Peterson comes through again. It's a three-run homer. It is 3-0 Atlanta. Jocktober it is.
The Braves won that game 3-0. They took a 2-1 series lead over the Brewers. They would close out said series in four games, punching their ticket to a National League Championship Series. So I wonder what number 9 will be in our countdown. We will find out tomorrow. I hope you guys will be a part of it then. If you would, hit the subscribe button or follow this podcast wherever it is you get your favorite podcast. It'll be waiting for you each and every day around 10 a.m. I'll be on the radio this afternoon at 2 o'clock in Atlanta. We're back again tomorrow for the next edition of the Daily 10.
Subscribe to the Daily 10 now and get the latest breaking news and biggest stories of the day every morning. Get more at 680thefan.com or subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google, or wherever you get your favorite shows.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Ballew here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car-buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.